You don't know me.
A confession I can't take back.
I am...
The Masked Speaker.
It's the segment on our show that's 100% clothing optional.
Hey, I didn't know that. I'm taking my clothes off.
Besides the mask, of course.
Good call. Look, stay safe.
Yeah, it's important.
One of our listeners is on the line ready to confess something crazy that happened in her life. She's chosen to use the fake name today, Irene. So, Irene, you going clothes or no clothes for this?
Oh, no, I'm covered up for this one.
Oh, okay.
Wow, more clothes, actually.
Hey.
Layers and layers.
I got five scarves on.
Yeah.
However you want to do it, that's up to you, but the voice changer is on. You are now the mass speaker, so whenever you're ready, give us the juicy deets.
Yeah. So, I'm going to stumble through this a little bit because I'm really nervous.
And, oh, it's okay.
Okay. Also, remember, your voice is masked. No one knows who you are, so let you calm you down a little bit.
Yeah, it actually sounds sexy with the stumbling, with the voice changing. So.
Yeah, so I work in an office. I've worked there for a long time. I know my coworkers really well.
It's more than the people in this room can say about each other, so that's good.
I know your guys' names. I just don't know everybody else's names.
Yeah, you're Brandy? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Right? Yeah.
You're one of those good workers. Yeah. Okay.
So I also make my lunch pretty much every day because it just works better for me for nutrition and cost.
Most people do, yeah.
And my coworkers know it. As a matter of fact, they always comment on it because they always say my lunches look so good. And
you're the opposite of work.
Yeah, exactly. Wow, that must be nice. Yeah. Your coworkers compliment your food. Yeah. They don't complain about the smell.
Brooke gets roasted when she opens Tupperware around here.
It's just broccoli and fish. I don't know what your guys' problem is.
Oh, God. Okay.
Anyway. All right.
But yeah, so tell us more about your delicious lunches.
I noticed that not often, not every day, but on a fairly regular basis, I would go to get my lunch out of the community refrigerator, and it wasn't there.
Oh.
It wasn't there. Yeah.
Someone's stealing it.
Oh.
Yeah, Brooke never has that problem.
I don't.
Yeah,
that sucks for you.
Yeah.
It's annoying, and it wasn't like it was the first time it happened. So I tried to do, all the right things and keep my cool about it. I mean, I work with all these people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What'd you do? You leave a passive-aggressive note on the refrigerator? Because that's usually the go-to in our office.
Well, I tried to make it, hey, guys, my lunch is missing. If you really like it that much, let me know and I'll make one for you, too. Ha ha. And I'll charge you a lot less than you would pay outside. I was trying to have a little humor about
it.
Yeah, that's good, actually.
That didn't get any results, except a few people made cute comments. And they said, when are we going to have the lunch bag lady here again?
But it was still getting stolen?
Still getting stolen.
Okay.
So I decided it was time to kind of like find out what was going on. And this is really not my style, but I really had to think about what would I do so that I could find out who it was.
Vindictive Irene came out is what it sounds like.
No, but let's just say I turned up the heat on the spice a little bit, and I put in a really hot pepper in my chicken salad.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Did it get stolen the day that you did that?
Sure enough, the day that I did that, I went to my lunch, and it was gone.
Oh, and you're like, yes! Yeah. Like, you're stoked!
I kind of wanted to know who it was, but I kind of didn't, but I knew I was about to find out. So I went back to my desk, I just made myself a cup of tea and said, well, I assume at some point there'll be some indication about this.
What are you going to do, just visit the employee bathroom often and see if you can catch someone?
I mean, what else? Well, if I took a bite of something spicy, you'd know. I'd scream from my desk.
It's an open enough office that you get to see the comings and goings of anybody.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So you're sitting there waiting for somebody to start panicking.
Yeah, so there was a big meeting in the conference room, and all of a sudden the door swings open, and the head boss.
Did you say the boss?
No.
Comes out looking like his head was on fire.
No.
Oh, not the boss.
Oh my God, are you dying inside?
No. But
sounds like he is.
Yeah.
I would not keep cool. I'd stand up and be like, it was you.
No, bro, not to the
boss.
But it would be like instinct would overtake me. I'm
telling you, all logic would leave my body.
Well, Brooke likes to watch people suffer normally, too. So I guess that checks out. But what did you do, Irene?
Well, I didn't have to worry about confronting him because after he came out of the bathroom, he came over to my desk and started screaming at me.
What? He was yelling at you?
He was screaming at me. He was calling me names. Oh. I was scared. I mean, there's just nothing for me to do. What could I say? I mean,
that's terrifying. God. Like, right in the middle of the office?
What was his premise of yelling at you?
So he knew his lunch he was stealing.
Oh, he takes your lunch every day.
Please tell me that jerk got fired.
Well, he was so horrible and making so much noise that HR had to come in and pull him out.
He was out of bounds angry.
Okay. What happened next?
Look at her.
Apparently, he had some other issues in the office. And the next day, we got a company email saying that he'd been fired.
That's right. Take that, chicken salad.
Brooke, this isn't your lunch. Calm down.
Fired up right now.
All right.
I hate people like that.
I mean, that can do it every day, all the time, with no remorse.
We really shouldn't be celebrating that much over somebody losing their job.
Dude, it's his fault. Are you joking me? He's stealing a lunch. Then he gets caught and yells at the person whose lunch he stole.
Irene, how do you feel about it? Do you feel proud or do you feel guilty?
I feel a little bit guilty about it because I said this was not my intention. I just wanted, you know, a little turnaround is fair play kind of thing.
Yeah, karma.
But it's just, you know, I'm not a bad person. As I said, I would have made lunch for somebody if they were really in that bad a shape. I would have made some arrangement.
You are too nice. It is not your fault at all.
Yeah, I can hear you feel guilty somehow. Yeah,
you shouldn't feel guilty.
Yeah, you could be a little bit guilty. Not that good. But anyway, thank you for sharing that with us, Irene.
Oh my gosh.
And good luck with your work. But remember, text into 78592 if you have a confession that you've been holding on to. We can hide your identity by masking your voice.
I will never eat your salad.
So, thank you.
So that you can become the next mass speaker. Got your phone tap coming up next.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.